You never take anything for granted. But if there was a year they were gonna, I was confident they were gonna pull it out, this was definitely the one. But it was a real honor to accept it again, and I know our fans take a ton of pride in voting for it, and they take a ton of pride in us winning it. You know, and it's sort of a victory for the whole fan base, and so that was, yeah. I mean, it was something we're very proud of. I always have been, and it was nice to get an opportunity to get there and thank the fans for that.
How wild is it to stand there and talk about it today and what you're feeling versus a year ago? You were about like a week away from going testing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad I'm in this place I'm in right now. Those were some difficult times and some concerning times. Didn't know how the test was going to go. Didn't know how I'd feel in the car, and a lot of questions, and had been out of the car for a while. So it was a very difficult difficult time. This is not difficult. Obviously, this is a little sad, but there's a lot of joy. It's been a great, you know, it's been a great year to reflect, and I was thankful to be able to compete all season and compete one more season and you know, close the book how we wanted to close it and do it ourselves.
Dale, Martin Truex Jr., you have a lot of friends, I mean, you count yourself very lucky in that area, but he really poured out his heart to you about you being a friend to him.
Well, we've been buddies ever since we started racing together, and we've always sort of kept after each other and stayed in touch, and he's super quiet. Doesn't do a lot of talking, but when he does talk, it's worth listening to for sure. And, you know, we've always just really supported each other. We know we want to be around each other outside of driving cars. It's not really just racing that keeps us together. We have some, you know, we've invested in some property, but we both enjoy hunting as a hobby, and he probably considers it a little more of a hobby, more than a hobby to him, but the opportunity to be able to be around him and spend time with him and know that our, you know, myself and him will be tied together through our enjoyment of the outdoors and so forth for the rest of our lives means a lot to me, and we look forward to those chances. We go up there hunting camp together and hang out for a couple of days. It's a great time. I mean, I love being around him and learning from him in the woods and about hunting and so forth. And you know, it's been an awesome relationship. He's a stand-up, trustworthy, dependable guy. He's going to have you back, and can't ask for much more in a friend.
Do you look at the sport any different now than you did when you won your first award 15 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, when I started winning this award, it was all about the popularity of a driver. But now, as I've gotten older, I realize that the award represents the sport's accessibility, and that we touted our accessibility to the fans as something that sets us apart from other sports. It makes us unique, and it's something that we take a lot of pride in. And the trophy itself, you know, is representative of that access. So I've learned over the years that it's not really just a popularity award or about one individual. It's really about the entire fan base that puts the effort in to cheer, not only vote for the award, but to cheer for that driver and support him week in, week out. You know, but go to the events and go to the races and watch on TV and follow and absorb all the content out there. I mean, it's just it's a long journey for the fans as much as it is for the industry in this sport every year. But I think as you win the award and, you know, you get older, you start to realize it's not just about you. It's about much more than that. Oh, yeah, I had no idea. And, the Myers Brothers Award and that, the Bill France Award, those type of things are so personal, you know, and they really dig in there and hit your feelings. But it's so you know, it's an incredible feeling to be for someone to feel like you're worth that acknowledgement. It, you know, and I'm grateful that the sport feels that way and makes you inspired to continue to be an asset and represent the sport well and try to help it grow, and it makes you want to earn, you know, makes you want to earn that recognition.
Who do you think we'll be standing here talking to for most popular driver next year?
I don't know. I think you might be surprised, but it's going to be close. I think it'll be a very close battle. And the thing, you know, okay, so when I think about that, I think that a lot the drivers that have the opportunity to win it have also the opportunity over the next 12 months before they get here to double and triple and quadruple their fan base and with the engagement that they can create and capitalize on throughout the season. And so it's hard. Chase is obviously has a great personality, and he has a great family history, much like I did. And so that's something that he has going for him. But he has a lot of guys that are doing a lot of great things on social media and interacting with the fans and engaging with the fans in a lot of different ways that are going to make this a very interesting vote next year. So I hope that it's as appreciated by them, and it'll be fun to hear that driver, whoever he may be, try to articulate his feelings about winning that award. And but it's more than just the popularity of one guy. It's about, you know, we tout our sport as being the most accessible sport, and that's what this trophy and award represents, is that accessibility and engaging with the fans. And whoever does that the best, I think, over the next 12 months is the guy that's going to win, because it's right now neck and neck.
Dale, your fans, obviously, I mean, they banded together, and they're a powerhouse, and they know it, and they're trying to decide if they're going to keep together as a group or divide up, and they're going to follow you into television broadcasting. They have a lot of power. How do you feel about what might happen with the Dale Jr. fan power base?
Yeah, you know, I think that they've supported me, and I support anything they want, you know, whatever it is. Any driver out there, to me, I can look at and find reasons to pull for. Any guy in the field has positives and has worth, you know, for a fan. And it'll be interesting. That's the thing. I think that with me retiring, it's a great opportunity for a lot of these guys, the younger guys particularly, that are more social media savvy, and there's some great opportunity for them to engage fans, introduce themselves to fans, and but really it comes down to their relatability and the fans' ability to feel like that they're the next door neighbor of the guy they're gonna meet down at the bar for a beer or run into at the grocery store, and whoever is that guy for them, that's who they'll pull for.
Who can you see going forward? I mean, your voice going forward is what you see is right or wrong in the sport. And, I mean, obviously you're not going to shrink into the background, but what do you see going forward for you speaking out?
You know, I think it's going to have to be a experience that, of learning where what my position is and what my lane is, you know, as I move into the media and get a whole lot of new teammates. And, you know, I just think I need to sit down and listen, you know, do a couple, two, 3 years of listening and keep my mouth shut and just do my job and try to do it as well as I can and learn as much as I can, because I want to be good at it and I want to deserve to be there. And so I don't think, I don't know how vocal I'll be, but I don't know that it's necessary. The drivers in the garage, Harvick is quite vocal and really a student or knowledgeable of what's going on in the business side as well as the competition side. He's going to be the guy that's going to have a lot of great opinions Jimmy also, I mean, the Drivers Council's doing an amazing job of sort of being the voice of the drivers and what we think of the sport and where it's going. But I've got a lot of things on, you know, I got to get in there and do a good job in the booth and worry about that and make sure I'm doing everything I can there before. That's going to be top priority on my professional life, is to put everything I can into that to make sure I'm doing what I need to do to be my best.
But you did mention that you could see yourself in a role such as Mike Helton one day.
I was given the question of would I like to be the president, and I don't think I would. But if I had to take any kind of a position in the sport, I think it would need to be something with some influence, because I have that passion to influence the sport for sure. Everybody thinks that they can be a better president, but it's a difficult job, you know, and it's not an easy position. But O'Donnell and Helton, I think, are the guys that I have the most connection to and understand really what their role is. And I admire their role and the positions that they have, and I admire the job that they do. And I think that would be a challenging, difficult position, but one that I might enjoy, that would allow me to be involved in the sport. But I don't know that I was very serious about that conversation with Dan Patrick. It was just, you know, when you sit down with him, it's like you're having a couple beers and just BSing. But,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
You said, we've talked before about you're frugal, and you're going to be joining the ranks of us, the media, yeah, here. Have you thought about that, what that transition is going to be like to be on this side of the
Well, I reckon I'm glad I kept such a good relationship with y'all. At least I thought it's been a good one. So hopefully you guys accept me into the family. You know, I got a lot to learn, and I don't think I figured it all out on as a competitor, but I have, there's a lot of guys that I appreciated in the sport as announcers and broadcasters, and I look at Benny Parsons and what he meant to the sport as a driver, and then the asset and how important and critical he was to the sport as in the broadcast booth. That to me is the standard for myself. That to me is somebody to look up to and an example, you know, someone to admire and emulate. So I'm going to really try hard. I don't know what my odds are, but if I could be as helpful and important to the sport out of the car as I was in, that would be the win for me.
You know, it's not as easy as it looks, though, right?
I don't think it is. I got a lot to learn, and I know there'll be some there'll be some disappointing days and failures along the way and mistakes made, but it won't be for lack of effort.
Make sure they get your parking or your media center spot right.
Yeah.
Looking back, look forward all to your next career. Looking back, what one thing would you change on your career?
I'd have probably left Tony Sr. on the box. Yeah. I mean, we won six races in 2004 and broke up. I look at that now and go, who would do that? Who would split up after having such a good year? What the hell were we thinking? Yeah. We just had, I think it was, I don't care to really, it's not fun really to get into the depth of all that, but that was a major misstep in my career, because we had such a great thing going, and Tony Sr. was the man for the job, and I didn't have any business being involved in part of that decision.
Yeah, but you brought him back Tuesday night, and that was epic.
Yeah, I mean, he came to Junior Motorsports, and we got some stuff done. But you know, as far as my own personal career, that was one thing I'd probably do differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think about being a dad?
I don't know what to think. It's just I look at Amy every day and have to pinch myself I've found somebody that just makes every single moment better, and that we have this little person that's getting ready to come into our lives. It's just hard to put it into words, or it's hard to really truly know how what that feels like. There's going to be so many emotions, you know, going through the whole process with Amy. I just want to try to make her comfortable and help her through her pregnancy and be a supportive husband. And you know, I'm sure when we meet that little girl and take her home, it's going to be just, you know, crazy. So we'll certainly keep everybody up to speed and share as much as, you know, Amy's comfortable with. I'm perfectly comfortable sharing everything, obviously. But, you know, we definitely want everybody to know what's going on and how everything's going. So we don't plan on disappearing, but I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah, thanks for all the years. We appreciate it.
Of course. I'll see y'all around.
See ya.